Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Adventures in Asheville show, featuring Steve and Karen Wilson, owners and innkeepers of the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast. Hey, everybody, we are excited today because on our Adventures in Asheville show, we're going to be talking about public art, actual mural tours and public art tours, and rooftop cocktails. Like, come on, what more do you want in life? This sounds like the best pairing ever. And you can do it all from staying at the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast in the Montford Historic District in Asheville, North Carolina. And of course, Steve and Karen Wilson, the innkeepers, are here co-hosting the show, and they always bring amazing guests to the show. I'm going to get them on the show in a second. But first, Steve and Karen, how are you?
Hey,
good.
Doing good.
How about you?
Good, good. I ask you both at the same time just to see how loud you would be, you know. It's good. Good. You guys are always happy. You guys are always happy.
Yes.
So, Karen, daffodils blooming yet? What's going on in the garden? This is important. Spring
yes,
is
definitely.
Around the corner.
Some of the daffodils are in the front. Our shaded area in the back are still just starting in the fire pit area. But yes, everything's starting to bloom nicely.
Well, don't
yep,
put any plants in the fire pit. You know, don't like, yeah, fire plants. See, I just said fire plant, didn't I? Instead of fire plant. Don't make a fire plant. Right. Steve, you know what I'm going to ask
you? Too many beer moses.
Yeah,
actually, I did just pour a little sip of wine. I'm being honest. Like, we're recording this and it's wine time and we're talking about cocktails. So I just poured a little wine,
sure.
But maybe that did it. Did I get tongue tied over a little bit of wine? One sip? Probably.
Maybe.
Steve, I always ask
Yes.
this at the beginning of the show with you, what's on tap? Since everyone, if you go to the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, and by the way, go to lion-rose.com. Everything we talk about with website links are in the show notes, whether you're listening on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Facebook, wherever. The links are in the show notes, so you can follow up there. Lion-Rose, you get a beer when you check in, which is one of the best things ever. What's happening for spring? What's on tap?
Spring, are you going to do an ESB or are you going to do a probably do an IPA or something like that once we get that going?
What
Once
did
the
you say?
Crowds are picking up. ESB, extra special bitter.
Oh, you're going to be bitter for spring?
Yeah,
you can't be kind bitter.
Of a
it kind of goes with a St. Patrick's Day kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Heavier. I get it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because
English style.
It's you know, March is that tweener kind of month where you don't know which way it's going to go. It's like, okay,
right.
April gets like that too. That's what I love about spring and fall. You never know what you're going to get. You know, it's fun. And I know that spring in Asheville is exciting. You're going to have those little flowers pop up and have a beer, and then suddenly it'd be sunny. You go for a hike, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I want to be cozy at the fireplace or the fire pit with the fire plants. You know, just saying. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Well, you've got some friends joining us on the show today. And one of them has been on our show before when we talked about it was our January 2023 show when we did 23 must-dos in Asheville, North Carolina. Of course, it went way beyond the 23. And so 23 and me go to Asheville, like really. I'm not promoting 23andMe. It just came out that way. It's the wine. Kay Bentley is back on the show. She's the founder and owner of the award-winning business, Asheville Rooftop Bars Tours. So you've got to go on these bar tours. Go to AshevilleRooftopBarTours.com. So welcome back, Kay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. It's good to be back on and hear everybody.
So, okay, are we allowed to have wine or beer, or does it have to be cocktails when you go to a rooftop bar? Can we have what we want?
Well, the rooftop bars, they serve everything, but we do like a starter cocktail for everyone. So that can either be a cocktail with alcohol or a mocktail. If folks wanted to, you know, get like additional drinks or whatever, they're more than welcome to. But, you know, we kind of kick it off with the cocktails because we have amazing craft beer in Asheville, but we also have a really special craft cocktail industry here too. So, that's one of the, that's a focus, but people do drink on the tour. Yes.
I'm not allowed to have a cocktail on the show. I'm allowed to have a sip of wine, but if I had a cocktail, I'd be saying far more than fire plants. So I may be telling people they're having a fire in their pants. I don't know. But anyway, but do you find that with the tours, getting everybody on a bus and taking them from bar to bar, craft cocktails, that they become like a fun little party, even if they don't know each other? If there's a bunch of different people, I know you probably have people that book you as like a, hey, all our friends and family are coming for like a bridal party or a wedding party, that kind of thing. But do you get people that come on there that don't know each other, and by the time they leave, that's like, hey, let's do this again together?
Yeah, we get that quite often. We have public tours and we also have private group tours. So, public tours, a lot of times, couples book or maybe a group of four or, a group of 10 friends or whatever. So yeah, but it happens quite frequently. We're with everyone for 3 hours, so it's a good way for folks to connect and for us to connect them to the community. And everyone always makes a connection. It's like the driver and I, we're looking across at each other because folks are in the van and they're like, oh, where's everybody from? And they start talking, and then one person says, oh, I grew up there. And then it's like somebody goes, oh, wait, my daughter lives there. It's just like everybody. And by the end of the tour, we've had folks to go for drinks afterwards, or they have become Facebook friends or whatever. And we do have people that come back, all throughout the year, a couple of different times, and they bring other friends. And so it's like it's just this big growing family.
So basically, you have a business that revolves around parties and people having fun. That's like,
It
that's a dream job. It's
well,
cool.
one of the things that is the hallmark of our tours is we actually share the history of the city from the rooftops. So we're going to tell you, we're going to give you history at each stop. We do that in a really unique way. We're going to show you some vintage postcards of Asheville. So you're actually going to be seeing some things that show how the city was built. So you get a little glimpse of history at each stop, and we do that in a really unique and clever way. So when people come on the tours, they're there, like some people are there for the views, some are there for the drinks, some are there for the history. So, but by the end, everybody walks away knowing a little bit more about Asheville and appreciating our city, just a little bit more.
I love that.
Yeah.
And the fact that people come back on the tour, are they, when you go on these rooftop tours, I know sunsets have got to be like the highlight, right?
It is.
You're up there and mountain sunsets are amazing. And you're looking down at the city, and you've got greenery and art, and we're going to get there with Krista in a second. But do the cocktails change per season when you go
They
to the
do.
different bars?
Yeah, they do. Asheville is known for seasonally driven food menus and drink menus. So the cocktails on our tour are changing up 4 to 6 times a year. So our guests are always getting something different. That's why we were kind of sticking with some cocktails, because with those seasonally driven ingredients. And then we also have a couple of rooftop bars that will actually create a drink just for our tours. So, for example,
Ooh.
yesterday on the tour, on Sunset Tour, they created kind of a riff on a French 75. And I had never heard of that, but they brought it out and the guests loved it. Actually ordered another one. So, they're the experts. Let them do their thing when they create
Wow.
drinks.
So
Cool.
do you get to taste these libations while you're working, or no? You have to behave?
Yeah. It's like if we had our tour guides drinking a drink at all three stops, it's like, yeah, I don't think so.
That's why I'm not allowed to have a cocktail. I'm allowed to have a splash of wine. There's like, yeah, that's the way it goes. All right, I got it. I got it. Now, yeah. So everyone, AshevilleRooftopBars.com, tours dot. I did this last time too. It's AshevilleRooftopBarTours.com. Everyone, check that out. Because I think this is a really good thing. You're not driving. So do people? Oh, do people meet you like if, at the Lion and the Rose, or does everyone meet you at a specific place and then get an Uber after that? How does that part work? Because we don't want anybody drinking and driving.
Folks meet us at a certain place. They'll get that information whenever they book their tickets. It'll confirmation email. And then we do offer, like for private group tours, we would offer a pickup, from the Lion and the Rose if some of their guests wanted to book a group tour. So yes.
Oh, that's cool. Because I think that's the thing. It's like, especially if you're a traveler and this is your first time in Asheville, you can get twirled around. My GPS doesn't, Steve and Karen
Definitely.
know, my GPS has taken us into dead end streets just trying to meet them at one pizza. Remember that night? And no matter what we did, it just taking us to the same place and taking me to a landfill. It's taking you to the back of someone's house. And I'm like, I'm trying to get to pizza. We made it slightly to the brewery after a few attempts, but my GPS does not always work well in Asheville. So I want a tour bus. And I, yeah, especially if I'm having cocktails, I want to have a good time and be silly, I want to go to our next guest who also offers a very unique tour experience, and this is Mountain Mural Tours. So it's mountainmuraltours.com. We have Krista Stearns joining us. Krista, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is exciting because Asheville, I believe, is an art city, whether it's like music and writing. Think about Thomas Wolfe and O. Henry, but sorry, I don't know why that's my own song for him, but you do have a ton of public art, but you also have art studios and galleries. Would you say Asheville is an art city, and then just even the surrounding areas?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at kind of the history of like the Appalachian craft heritage is kind of put us on the map, I think, as an art destination, because the Southern Highland Craft Guild put their headquarters here in the 30s. And now, we have these great schools like Penland and Joseph C. Campbell. And so it kind of put us on the map as an art destination for that. And yeah, I mean, I think the street art scene's been a more recent development in Asheville. Because of course we had our graffiti challenges back in the, as I
Yeah, when you
remember
just said
well.
street art used to be graffiti, and now street art is mural. Yeah, it's kind of interesting how that's changed.
And so yeah, that's been a kind of recent development in Asheville. And we actually have one of the only true street art galleries in the South, other than, of course, there's Wynwood in Miami, which is a whole different league. But on Foundy Street in the River Arts District, it is a street art gallery. And no, I don't think there's any other city in the Southeast that has anything like that. So that's definitely something unique that Asheville is bringing to the art culture.
Wow, I've not done that yet. And we really do document public art across the country, and it can go in so many ways, from sculptures and bronze sculptures to murals. And there's just some of it is temporary too. Sometimes public
Oh
art
yeah,
is
well,
temporary.
graffiti is like that. That's the whole kind of philosophy behind graffiti. So yeah, that art is very impermanent, and the graffiti artists value that part of their art, which is kind of fascinating. But mural art is very different. Like, usually murals are commissioned by a business, and so they actually pay a pretty good amount to have an artist come and create something to they generally use them to market their business, because it's like it's sort of like an additional sign,
It's like
because
a neon sign, but now we're moved away from neon. Unfortunately, I love neon signs. But so now this is like we're doing this. It's but the city itself had to adopted some kind of like we want to do this as a city for it to go to the
Well, there's
business
actually no
level.
city initiatives behind it. In
Really?
fact, like
Are you kidding me?
Asheville
Wow.
Public Arts Department has only paid for one mural, and it's
What?
downtown. It's on the Aloft Hotel
I didn't
downtown.
know. Are you kidding me?
And that's the only one that the city has commissioned. So all of the rest of the mural art really comes from the businesses here that
Wow. This is kind of a rarity in a way. A lot of times a city will get together, maybe even get donations from businesses to at least, like we were going to do, and we're still doing a story on just one mural towns, not like a one horse town, but like a one mural town where sometimes at least you have one mural. It's kind of part of the redevelopment of a town or rebirth of a community that may have gone through some struggle. When you go to a community in small towns where you'll see closed businesses, like closed up buildings, historic buildings. Sometimes public art is the first cornerstone of revitalization of, hey, we're in it, we're all going to get together, and that mural will showcase the history of the community. And then it can grow from there. And of course, then there's cities, but a lot of times it's like a city kind of funded thing, wouldn't you
Well, that
say?
yeah, that's not so true here.
Wow.
But fortunately, I mean, there are nonprofits that commission murals. There are, like I said, a lot of businesses commission murals. So that's been kind of
Wow.
more the impetus behind the art that's here.
I have to say this, like it's interesting to me about different communities that allow well, whatever states, cities, whatever that allow marijuana and whatever, but because some of those murals, as we travel the country, seem to be some of the most trippiest things I've ever seen traveling around. You
I
know.
bet.
So now I'm wondering, like, now I'm going to have to get into what city and what's not, because I think it's kind of interesting if you have a business do it, because it can kind of lean towards it, like in Leucadia Beach out in San Diego, which is part of Encinitas in the south. Well, no, it's North San Diego, actually, on the coast. It's all surfing, and surf shops have it. And, when you start seeing public art being on like the electrical boxes and things like that, that's more city. But you'll see surf shops do some stuff. So now I'm starting. You've opened a whole other thing there. When, yeah, So now
Yeah,
I'm
the
wondering.
city of Asheville has invested more in sculpture than murals.
Oh, okay. So do you take people to see sculptures or murals only?
I mean, I speak about a couple of sculptures that we pass, but I definitely focus mainly on the street art and the yes, in the community, because that's the mission of my tour. And I also cover a lot of Asheville history too, because I feel like most people that come to Asheville want to learn about what has made our city so such an amazing place to be. And so, yeah, it's been it's definitely something that I like to share with because I like I said, I get pretty much equal locals and tourists on my tour because
Oh,
locals
wow.
actually care about the art because I have so many friends tell me like I drive by this stuff every day, but I don't even know what it means. Like
Right. You got,
I
yeah.
don't know who did it, and so locals actually care about it and feel invested in learning about it. And most tourists just are kind of art aficionados that are just enjoy learning about art in different communities.
We also want to know about the artists, and you can't literally, like in Asheville, it's some of the smaller towns that do it. Like one town that we talk about a lot on our shows is Exeter, California. It's outside Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park, and they basically did revitalize their community. They're an agricultural town, but at one point they needed to be on the map because of what was going on in agriculture and get people into their town to support their community. And so they were one of the most painted prettiest places, or prettiest painted places. There was some kind of thing nationwide, and they have over 30 murals for this tiny town, and now they're getting into sculpture. But you can walk it, and they do walking mural tours. But like in Asheville, that's a little difficult. And there's like Albuquerque, New Mexico, you can't just, unless you're just walking the downtown, that is so spread out. I think they have like 600 pieces of art or something crazy throughout their town, their city. You need to drive around, and if you're not familiar with the area, you can. It's cool and it's fun, but I think it would be really cool to go on a tour where you can learn about the artist and not one ha like hassle about parking and am I parking in someone's parking lot that I shouldn't be? How do I get a photo? You know what I mean? You want to photograph it. You want to do your Instagram things. I'm sure a lot of people do that on your tours, Krista, where they want to post it and stuff, which is great for the community too.
Yeah, I actually do a walking tour as well, and
Oh, cool.
I focus on Foundy Street for that tour because, like I said, it is a street art gallery, and so you can get really in depth with the art there. So that's kind of a different, my bus tour, I cover River Arts and downtown.
Okay.
So
So I want to come. I want to come on one of your tours. I'm so into it. It's like you want to know about the history of the artist, who did it, why, how. You know what I mean? And I think that's the beauty of this art. It's like you in a gallery, they want you to. I'm not knocking galleries, and I want people to buy art, but An artist has been paid, and this is like this big way of promoting the artist and the art. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, yeah, you drive by and you don't know, like you were saying.
Right.
But when you go on these kind of tours and you do stop and smell the roses of art, you can get to know about the artist. Whereas in a gallery, it's like, are you going to buy this painting? Not knocking the
Right.
galleries. I'm
Yeah.
just saying, you know what I mean?
Well,
It's
and
this is
I
a
think,
cool way.
yeah, and I feel like street artists, that is kind of their life philosophies. They want to create art that is public art that everyone can see and enjoy, and that it's not locked up in a building. Like, that is part of the mission of their creations, for sure.
And you can see it any time of day
Yep.
or night. And art changes during the night or not, depending, you know, if you have a street light on top, you know. Art has changed communities drastically. Greeley, Colorado is another one that did it. I mean, they have alleys, they have underground canals that have art in it. I mean, you guys have people buried under the streets, though, man. That's some there's stuff. Yeah, there's other bus tours that do that, right? The Gray Line, people can go on that. So the I would say like tours, Stephen Karen, isn't this one of the coolest ways for people to get to know Asheville, is to start going on these tours as a first way
Absolutely.
when you first get to the city?
Absolutely. We love unique ways to see cities, a local way type of see, you know, so both of these are wonderful tours to take. We've been on both of them, so wouldn't
I want to
recommend it
go.
if we hadn't been in on ourselves.
I
Yep.
know, I know. Now, do you do
One of
packages for folks that are coming to the inn with both of these tours? I mean, rooftop bar tours, and then also, hey, you got to go mountain mural tours. Do you work
Absolutely.
together with your clientele?
Absolutely. We love working with our partners and working with the community, and then, you know, telling our guests about the fun things to do, things people don't even think about, because everybody thinks of the typical things to do, the trolley tour, you know, the Biltmore. So we love giving them different ideas of, especially ones that are repeat, different ways to explore Asheville and find out things they never learn, you know, same thing, like they drive past the murals and never realize, oh my gosh, I should be looking and like finding out more why that's here, who did it. And of course we have all the beautiful rooftop bars and fun cocktails, so it's just another way to learn a little history and have fun.
Yep.
So
One of the
why is Lionel Richie at the Orange Peel? I want to know. Like
Because, well, I can tell you, well, so the Orange Peel was originally in the 70s. It was a black-owned music club, and the Commodores
really?
played there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
Yep. And that's
Wow.
why, yeah. So that's why Gus Cudi did Lionel Richie for the Orange Peel. Yep.
That is so cool. So
That's a
you
very
really do
cool
get
one. I
into the
like that one.
history when I did not know that. Because we, the first time I saw that was, I think it was on the Gray Line. Am I saying it right? Gray Line, Karen, am I getting this right? The trolley tour. And I kept going, why Lionel Richie? What did he do here? You know, what was, you know, because I think Asheville and the surrounding area has a huge music history. It's massive. It's
It is.
more than typical Appalachian music, which is important. Cultural music is very important, but when you look at the expanse of it, I'm like, oh, so when are they going to have a Warren Haynes mural? Do you think, is there
Well, you
one?
know
Do they
what's
have a plan?
funny?
Good
His
question.
cousin actually has one of Bob Dylan. It's in the River
What?
Arts District on his house.
What?
So
Oh,
I put it
wow.
on my
Didn't know
tour
that.
because it's just a
I
great
want. Oh,
Bob
I gotta
Dylan.
see this. Listen, I'm a Bob Dylan like dingbat
Yeah.
over that guy. Are you kidding me? I did not know that. Okay, so oh yeah, I need to go on a tour. So now I gotta go to K. K, come on. Somebody's gotta have some musical cocktails coming on. We're talking music here a little bit. Is there does the art like the Orange Peel should have an Orange Peel cocktail? I don't know if they do, but I mean even
Feel should have,
what is
they do not.
they
Amazing.
don't?
So, no.
Yeah. But
Yeah,
yeah.
simple beers.
Are there any cocktails in the rooftop bars, Kay, that like have cocktails named after Ashevillians or like historic things that have happened?
Not really on the rooftop bars. I mean, I think some of the local restaurants at different times, since the menus change up seasonally. But no, they haven't really pulled on that history, at the rooftop bars at least. Yeah.
And any of the rooftop bars have history of like Prohibition era, or did that not happen? Like with being rooftop, it's a little different, huh? In regards
Yeah,
to
yeah.
people are more
I think
underground
that
then.
it would be more of a speakeasy vibe, maybe an underground type of thing. But yeah, the rooftop bars, don't have that. But they do create some incredible cocktails and mocktails. And when folks come to the city, when you get to see it from the rooftops, we actually, with us being locals, we're sharing with people where they are in the city. We're giving them landmarks to look at to say, okay, this is,
That's
if you
huge,
see this,
actually, to know.
like we're on the east side of the city, or now we're over here, and this is, over there is where we started. And people are like, oh, okay, great. Now I have the lay of the land. So, it's super helpful, to do that.
When did the experience of even having rooftop bars happen in Asheville? Because Asheville's history is so diverse, it's rich, it's broad, it's multicultural, it's gone through all kinds of stuff, right? When did it start? Because even when you look at it's not like Chicago with all the skyscraper shiny glass windows. You've got a diverse collection
We do.
of architecture.
We do. Yeah, we have the second most Art Deco buildings behind Miami in the Southeast. And for us, you will be amazed possibly to hear this, but the first rooftop bar, so to speak, in downtown Asheville was actually in 1912. It was actually on the top of the Land Hotel. It was called a roof garden. And we share that information when we're on the tour. We'll show you a picture from the 1920s of people enjoying the roof garden at the Landgren Hotel. And that hotel stood on the corner where the AC Hotel is now. And that was in 1912, Asheville, putting people on the roofs of hotels and getting them inside to breathe that cool mountain air. So they've been around for a while. There was that one. And then really, it just, most of them really started coming on board since about 2016, and a lot of those are in the newer hotels.
Wow, that's amazing. Because at that when I first heard of your business through Stephen Karen, I was like, yeah, I see a few tall buildings, but just I didn't think of it being like what you would think, like Chicago, just going to Chicago with their architecture, right? I mean, because that is when you think skyscrapers and everything, but rooftop doesn't necessarily mean skyscrapers all the time either. So what I
Here's
mean, rooftop could be even just one story, right? In a way.
well, on what roof you are on
Sure.
exactly, but the cool things about the rooftop bars in Asheville is you are not in a big city where you have all these skyscrapers, and so you are looking over at another skyscraper, so to speak. Here in Asheville, you can look and see the gorgeous, Art Deco buildings, but you're also surrounded by the Blue Ridge Mountains, so you can actually see the Blue Ridge Mountains. So that's one of the things that makes us the most unique is that, we have the old architecture of the city, but we're also surrounded by some of the oldest mountains in the world.
Oh, man. So now people get on the bus with or the van with you, right? When you go on a tour, do they pay a price for the tour and then purchase their drinks when they get there? How does all that work for them?
The ticket price includes you can book online at AshevilleRooftopBarTours.com. You can call us, and then we will give you a meeting location, and you meet. And like I say, you get a starter drink at each stop, so you're already guaranteed one at each of those locations. We have folks that they want to sample, the food at each stop, so they may get an appetizer or two here or there. And it's real easy for people if they want to eat all along the tour, they definitely do that.
That's a smart idea. So this is great for the bars and restaurants themselves, great for everybody. I mean, this is cool because you're also learning. I love that you're learning. Now, and from those rooftops, you can probably see some of the art too that Krista's showing on the ground. Krista's on the ground. Or Krista, do you go up any flights of stairs with your art? Should ask her this before
No,
I
I
say
do not.
No, she's oh, she does not. She made that very clear. She's not going upstairs. Hey, wait a minute, Kay. Do people get up? Are there any lifts taking people up or elevators? I should say. I don't know what country I'm in.
Yeah, all of our rooftop bars have elevators. We currently do not
Oh,
have
perfect.
any bars that have stairs that you have to climb. So all of them are accessible by elevators.
No, Kay, it's about us falling down the stairs after the cocktail. I'm just saying. Just saying. I know she's like, I don't want to hear about that. I do not want to hear about that. No, but some of us just go, oh, look, let's just slide down on our butts. But no, this is great that there's elevators. That's perfect and smart. Krista, do you pick everybody up at a certain location too, or do you do groups or individual? Like, how does that work for you?
Generally, I meet everybody on Foundy Street in the River Arts District, unless for private
Okay.
tours, I do pick up at your wherever you're residing. So, yeah.
How big is, like, if you do private tours in a group, what's your number of people to do that?
I keep it between 12 and 14.
Nice. That's nice. And then what's your number, Kay, for a number of people for a private tour?
For a private group tour, we go up to 20 people.
Okay. Wow, she's having a party bus then, you know. Oh, this sounds like, well, I think for weddings and stuff, like, when people come into town, that's got to be cool. Like, to me, I think things have changed. We've talked about this on some shows lately about, like, I know we talked recently with Steve and Karen about what's happening with weddings, you know. Weddings are getting smaller, but the experiences are getting bigger. Like, people want, they don't want to just, here's your fake chicken on a platter, and we're going to spend $100 on the platter. You know what I mean? They want to actually have an experience more. And I think the guests do that too, right? So it's like, yeah, we want to go to a real restaurant with good food, or we're going to all get together and have these unique experiences together. Are you seeing that, Kay, with weddings and those kind of parties? Or,
We've been seeing more bachelorette parties, so the combination tour, combination group. We're also, when we see bachelorette groups, a lot of them are multi-generational. Like there's a grandmother and the mothers of the bride and the groom, and the sisters. And so, we see a lot of the family type things too, when it comes to the weddings. And then we've also picked up some groups downtown where they've had a wedding at a venue space, and then they're like, we want to go on the tour. So we picked them up at the venue space, and we have this incredible photo of this family of like 12 people, and the bride is still in her wedding dress and they're on our tour. So
That's awesome.
Listen,
I love
it's, when
that.
you talk about family that way, you can't have any bad mother-in-law drama or anything. Like, everybody just have a cocktail, get along, and there's a
Everybody.
rooftop. So basically, everybody better get along because you're on a rooftop. Like, that's
Well,
it.
but our guides are really good at like reading the group. So, if we need to do an icebreaker or whatever, we know how to do that. So we know how
And
to steer the conversation.
separation. Yeah. No, but I think
Mm.
really, well, I think that the activities, when everything got into, I mean, there's people that definitely want the huge, crazy wedding, right? Like, crazy cool for them. Some of us go, eh. Everybody's different, and celebrate what you want to do, right? But at the
Right.
same time, the people that want the experience, I think it actually cuts out half of the drama of a wedding, and people, even the guests are invested in a wedding. It's like there's a certain age bracket where all your friends are getting married, and that's a cost to the guest as well, traveling somewhere. So you don't want to go there for drama. You want to go there to celebrate and have a good time as well, and do something unique and cool that you saw a city in a good way. So I think it's changed up a lot. Just all my friends that I know that are like doing all the weddings, they're like, oh, we're going here and we're adding days on too. We'll go to our friend's wedding. And no, we don't want to be stuck in the concert hall for 10 years. Like, we don't want to be. I think it's really changed. And I think everybody really, even second marriages, third, fourth, it's not even an age thing. It's just how are we spending our time as individuals? And like Krista, with what you're talking about, people just driving by mural. I drive by that mural going up to Stephen Cairns at Lion in the Rose Bed and Breakfast. I can't even tell you what highway we're coming in, but you take a right and then you go down the street and turn on Walnutto. Is it
I
Walnutto? Because I
know.
always, it's on the right. It's a dark building. It's like, is it a Peach Street or something like that? I don't know. It's this. I don't know how we get there, but
Oh, the fishing place?
yes,
Yeah, it
I
has,
look at that
oh, the
mural
outfitters. Yeah, the
every
outfitters.
single time. That's it. Every single time, and wonder, is this on a map somewhere? What is this mural about? Like, I want to see the mural. And
Yeah, that's
so,
a Scott Allred. He's a brush can murals. He's a really well-known local mural artist.
wow.
Cool.
So you know all the, like, how much art is there in Asheville? Have you done an inventory on that? Like, how
No, I
many
know.
murals?
We talk about that, about how, I mean, I don't know if you like break it down mural by mural, versus like a piece of graffiti. I mean, we only talk about how many murals do we talk about, Lewis? Like
65.
about 65 of the murals, but we
Wow,
definitely,
that's a lot.
yeah. And we only do certain parts of town. So of course, a lot gets left out. Like West Asheville has amazing murals, but we don't do West Asheville right now. But yeah.
Yet.
Right. Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Exactly. But
But that's.
I've also do a bachelorette party. I
Oh.
call it Street Art and Sips, where we
Oh.
go to the breweries that have murals, and the
Yeah, that's
cideries that
cool.
have murals, and wine bars that have murals. So that there's a lot of that in town this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now that sounds like fun. Like that would be, then I would go to my friend's wedding. Well, come on. If you're gonna give me the dry piece of chicken that, and then like I'm gonna have to stand there and all night and go through all the, well, some of it's funny. But like honestly, I think it is, it's, you want to celebrate someone's love and everything, but these group gatherings, I mean, even corporate, are you seeing a lot of corporate things too, Krista, where, hey, we want to do something different? Like, because I think Asheville, if you're going to have a corporate meeting, go to Asheville. I know some friends who've been, actually quite a few recently, are going to Asheville. I'm like, well, you got to go see my friends. But, it seems like Asheville is drawing in groups because Asheville is a creative city from my perspective, but from what I'm hearing too, it's like you don't want to do the same cookie cutter kind of places, because if you want your team to do well, you're going to have to infuse, going in towards cocktails on that, but creativity, and you might as well go to a creative place. So are you seeing that at all, Krista, with groups?
I know that my friends in the brewery tour crowd, I feel like they're getting a lot more of the, because we have all these big business conventions
Oh, that's what it
in
is,
our
yeah.
big hotels that are coming to Asheville. And I hope to at one point do a better job of connecting. But my tour, because my tour is smaller, it's a little harder. Because they most of those groups are larger. So my like I said, my brewery tour pals, they do really well with that crowd.
But you'll get, the people that are staying the day after and the people that are working on the road will go with you. There's people that do their business travel, and they had this word at the beginning of the year or last year, bleisure or bleisure, whatever you want to say, and it's the most disgusting word. I don't, it's terrible. Bleisure, bleisure. It's just like I feel like I put on 20 pounds every time I say it, like but it's people who travel and work, right? And there's a lot of people that will do that and have to maybe go to a conference or an expo or something. But because they're in a new place, I'll add on a couple of days. Then I think they'll go to a tour like yours for that. Kay, what about you? What are you seeing, like that kind of business tourism?
Yeah, we're getting more corporate groups. One of the things we do is we customize those and we include food. And so if they've been in a brainstorming session all day or whatever, we can pick them up their lodging facility, and we can make sure that that we have food included for them at the different stops. So they like for us to take care of that, just kind of one-stop shopping with us. And yeah, it's just adding that food in so they don't have to think about it. We take care of all those behind the scene things, but we are getting more corporate and company groups and parties and events.
That's cool. And Steve and Karen, I think you guys are like that perfect venue for someone like, okay, business is over. Now I want to go be in a cozy spot, right?
We've gotten people where they've been here for conferences and add on a few days and just chill out here. Absolutely.
I remember when you remember the very first time you said, okay, Nancy and Lisa, come do the experiment of in-sitting. As we did that story with you guys that first time. And I swear I couldn't believe you had people that were staying there doing in town for business in different in all kinds of businesses, you know? And I was like, wow, you could be like at a, you know, regular hotel. And they're like, no, we want to feel like we're at home. And we do. And I'm like, that's awesome. That was it felt and you wanted to make sure you okay, you got your breakfast for the day. Like no matter what happens during the day, you got a full belly, you're happy, you got the coffee, you're good, you know, and when you come back, you can have a beer. Don't tell Steve and Karen I gave you an extra beer, you know. But people want it, but that's what I felt like, especially if you're away from your spouse, you know, or your partner or loved one, that you're traveling, you're alone. Are you seeing women travelers coming in on their own? Because B&Bs, I
We have
think,
a
are always
lot.
good for that.
Quite a few of them.
We've seen a lot more, especially in the last few years, definitely.
Oh, that is so cool to hear. Because I think women
It is.
travelers are getting out there being more solo or maybe with groups
They are.
that we ever had. You know, we're talking about bridesmaids parties and things, but I'm seeing more women going, especially, you know, different ages, right? Hey, I'm
Oh,
not going
yeah.
to sit at home and retire this way. Let's go to UK. What about women travelers for you? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, we do get women's groups. We just booked a group of 8 women. They're celebrating. One woman in the party is celebrating her 60th birthday. So this trip and this the tour that they're going on with us is about her turning 60. So we're definitely going to help them celebrate that.
Well, okay, so you need 20 people and to make up 60 cocktails throughout the uh-oh. All right. Just saying. Krista, do you get art groups and women's groups too, or women travelers that, hey, I want to be able to explore a town but be on my own, you know, if I'm on my own as a traveler,
You
this
know,
is a cool way for
I
me to
don't,
see a city.
I don't get as many solo travelers because I think for my kind of tour, you usually want to do it with a friend, so you have to have someone to sit with on the bus. But yeah, I'm definitely open to that, and you know, I want to make sure that people feel like my tour is safe place for a solo female traveler to come on. Because I think
What
that is
about art groups
definitely a
coming? People
trend.
that are artists that have art groups, would you take them like as, you know, hey, we want to
Oh
come
yeah,
and
definitely. Definitely.
I think there's a lot of art groups across the country, you know, that hey, we want to come see. You know, so this is cool, ladies. Thank you, Kay and Krista, for joining us again. For Krista, go to mountainmuraltours.com, and also for Kay's business, go to Asheville Rooftop Bars. Oh, I'm going to say it wrong again. Wait, Asheville Rooftop Bars. No, bartours.com. I should never have a glass of wine when you guys come on the show ever again. Asheville Rooftop bartours.com. We'll get that straight. It's all linked in the show notes, so everything will be clear there. And of course, for Steve and Karen, go to lion-rose.com. I know that inside out, backwards, you know, on our shows all the time. I know, right? You know, we do this show every first Tuesday and we have a good time. Always love to hear from new friends and old friends. So thank you, Kay and Krista, for joining us. It's been a blast having you back on the show.
Yeah,
Yeah,
thanks
thanks,
for
Chris.
having
Thank you.
me.
Hey,
Thanks, Karen
listen.
and Lisa. Oh,
You're welcome.
sure.
We can't wait to come back to Asheville. I'm telling you, we can't wait. There's something about that town that's like a little vortex. And now we need to get on a bus and go do in a van and go around do art tours. I am so glad you're doing what you're doing, Krista. I really just want to tell you before you go that that is such an important thing, you know, letting people know who the artists are, the history of it. And I also believe it's very important to know about Asheville history and do it through a cocktail. That's a good way to learn history. So thank you all. Go ahead, say it.
I said cheers to that.
Yes,
Yes.
heck yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers and cheers to Asheville. Take care, everybody. Thanks
Yes.
for joining us. Thank
All right,
you.
thank you.
Thank you for joining us here on Big Blend Radio's Adventures in Asheville show. Learn more about the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, which is located in the historic Montford District of Asheville, North Carolina. Go to lion-rose.com. You can keep up with our Big Blend Radio shows at bigblendradio.com.